Dragon Con 2005 was last week, and I was able to talk to a couple video game developers. We heard Funcom last week, and this week, this is a fan-made, web-based MMORPG. It's been going on for an extremely long time. It's called Star Wars Combine, and Jennifer Drayton, who's on the... That's what she goes by online. She's on the administrative team, and she flew out from Berlin to Atlanta, and she was gracious enough to give us a few minutes of her time to describe the game. And then for the people listening live, we're going to play some music from Sonic CD just to kill some time. You won't be able to hear that on the podcast, but you are going to hear the full interview here with Star Wars Combine. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwolf Show on All Games Radio Online.
Bobby Blackwolf back at Dragon Con 2005. I've actually found somebody from Berlin showing off a web-based MMORPG. We're talking to Jennifer Drayton. This is what she goes by online. She's a part of the administration team of Star Wars Combine. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fine, as always, on Dragon Con.
Is this your first Dragon Con?
No, I've been here last year. We are having panels on our game here for the fourth year in a row now.
And what is Star Wars Combine? It's a web-based MMORPG, but what does it bring to the table that, say, Star Wars Galaxies doesn't?
It's a different concept. We are completely done by fans, so you will not find flashy 3D graphics. We have a slightly different concept insofar as everything important is done by players. Like, for example, if you play Galaxies, you can move around, you can look around at Coruscant, you can see the Emperor, but you cannot be the Emperor. In our game, you can be the Emperor. The Emperor is a player. The leader of the Rebel Alliance is a player. Every pilot is a player, so it's very much player-centered and community-centered.
What all can you do in the game? I saw on there that you could fly around, but you can also be on foot. What all can you do in the game?
You can own stuff. You can own ships and vehicles. As you said, you can move around. You can look around. You can interact with other characters. The main feature that is not fully implemented yet is combat. So you cannot have big fights. There are some very limited features that come close to it, but very limited so far.
You said that it's player-centric, which is really interesting to me. About the community, have they been behaving? What type of things do you guys do to people who don't behave? Are there laws passed by the players? How does that work?
This is always a problem in every game. Everyone knows this problem. There are some rules set up, and if you break them, you can be banned from the game. You can be banned permanently, or you can be banned for a few weeks. We try, usually, to not intervene if it's not absolutely necessary. We try to allow our players to do whatever they want and shape the universe however they want it to look like. But sometimes, if things go out of balance, we have to intervene. Maybe, for example, if by a bug someone gains 300 million credits, we have to take it out. Or if someone is abusing a feature, even if he's doing it within the rules, we have to do something about it because it would completely unbalance the game. Then we have to do something, whatever is necessary.
So how long is this game running now? How long has it been running?
The game is up since 1998, so we are now up for 7 years. We are now using our third game engine. We developed with time. At first, the game was with a client of its own. It was done in Java. Then we had a second client in Visual Basic. Then we decided to switch to a web-based solution and go for a MySQL PHP architecture that is very popular for browser games.
Is it officially licensed by Star Wars, or is it just a fan-made, or how does that work?
We are not licensed. As we are all a fan project, we cannot afford a license. But LucasArts know about us, and they tolerate us. I think they understood that they rather profit from us than that we're taking anything from us. At a certain time, they wanted to close us down. This was maybe a year before Galaxies came out, and they actually considered us competition for Galaxies, which was one of the greatest compliments we ever got. To be considered competition by LucasArts is great. It's fantastic. We exchange a few mails every few months, and I think they keep watching us. Sometimes we feel like maybe they're stealing small features from us. And we're always very proud if they do.
So how can people get to your game? It's free, so where do they go to play the game?
They can simply go to our website. It's www.swcombine.com.
Thank you very much for spending time with the Bobby Blackwolf Show. Enjoy the rest of the con.
Thanks a lot.
If Bobby Black Wolf was a storybook character, he would have smothered Grandma with a pillow, ate Little Red Riding Hood, and bent that woodsman over a stump and sodomized him with his own axe. I guess it's a good thing he sticks to internet radio. And now, more of the Bobby Black Wolf Show.
That's still my favorite. Thank you, Sage Claw, for the bumper. If you want to leave a bumper, Bobby Black Wolf Show on Skype anytime during the week, just leave a voicemail. And we are back. I do want to thank Jennifer Drayton and Star Wars Combine for talking with us. Please check them out. It's swcombine.com. They've got a good community that's been there for a very long time. So it's very well established. And if LucasArts can't take them down, then there's got to be something good there. So check it out. There's no risk or anything, and it'll no chance that it won't run on your computer.